We start hour number two. Do not wait. There's a good chance you will not get through in the third hour because we have Jalen Ramsey of Jacksonville. We have Mike Mitchell of the Colts. And they're back-to-back in the third hour, so this is the best chance for you to get through. If you're laying out and you want to take your shot, do it now. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. At the end of the hour, Bo in Nashville came in, and his message was, we need to have a sucker-free 2019. You chumps have got to stay off the air. Stop disrespecting the host. Stop disrespecting the show. He called out Rex in Albuquerque and said, nobody wants to hear you take or talk about taking a 99-minute dump. Get that garbage out of here.
Taking a 99-minute dump? Man, we're not going to do that.
Taking a 99-minute dump, quote, man, we are not going to do that. You're right, Bo. Alvin, we're not going to do that. So I like that Bo is coming in here, and he's cracking domes, and essentially what he's saying is, man, don't mess my show up. You know, the very thing that I say every single day for 3 hours. And it got me to thinking about Ephraim, old school Ephraim in Long Beach. This guy was glossed the legal guardian of the jungle back in the day because he would do the same sort of thing. He would call the program and try and check fools who were trying to bring us down with things like that, you know, with 99-minute dumps. So Bo in Nashville is calling for a sucker-free 2019. And he reminded me of Ephraim from Long Beach back in the day. Meantime, hit us up, 1-800-636-8686. Let's talk about the Browns for a minute. To me, they are the most beautiful train wreck I have ever seen. I mean, it was only a few weeks back that I got on the air on the NFL on CBS, and I called them America's team. And I took some heat, and I took some flack for that, and then they went out and they beat the Ravens. Made me look good, made themselves look better, and they were amazing. Their franchise quarterback was electric. They had young studs flying around on defense, blowing suckers up. You could not take your eyes off these guys. They were playing deep into games. They were playing into OT. They were finding ways to get it done. They were so much fun. They were must-see TV. They were America's team, and it was getting better. And now here we are a few weeks later, and they're imploding right on schedule, same as they ever were. And that also was awesome. And to the question of when it all does start to rip apart, whose head are you coming for? Do you fire the head coach or do you fire the offensive coordinator? And the answer is yes. They fired both. They fired Hugh Jackson. They fired Todd Haley. They did it within 1 hour of each other. So credit, I guess, for moving as quickly as they did. But I do have to ask, what the hell were they thinking putting Jackson and Haley together in the first place? Did anybody think that was going to work? Anybody anywhere think that was going to work? And then on top of that, what was ownership doing bringing back a head coach that had won only one game in the prior two seasons combined? So the question was not, is it going to rip apart, but rather when? And now we have our answer, before the end of October. Now, I do have to be honest. If I'm being really honest, I am going to miss Haley and Jackson both. I'm going to miss both these guys running each other under buses. And I love this report that Hugh Jackson was frustrated because Todd Haley was just doing whatever the hell he wanted. Right. You hired the guy and gave him total autonomy. So why are you surprised that he was doing whatever the hell he wanted? And even if you hired him and didn't give him autonomy, Haley was still going to do whatever the hell Haley wanted because that's what he's always done, wherever he's been. So I find that pretty rich that Hugh was all bent. They're like, wow, I just can't control this guy. He's doing whatever the hell he wants. Right. He's Todd Haley, and he gave the guy complete power and authority. But as much as I'm going to miss these two guys talking junk about each other publicly and pushing each other in front of buses, it's a given that Baker Mayfield is way more important to that organization than either one of those coaches. So they did the right thing. I'm just hoping that Haley catches on with either the Ravens or the Bengals so he can work for his third team in the division in less than a year. And how awesome would it be for him to work for every team in that division in less than 2 years? If anybody can do it, it's Haley. Because he's just good enough at his job to keep getting jobs and just annoying enough to keep getting fired from jobs. He's one of my favorites. If anybody can work for every team in one division, not in a career, but in a calendar year, it's Todd Haley. And as for Hugh, Hugh had better ready himself for the assistant's life because my man's got no shot at getting another head coaching job going forward. In other words, same as they ever were, the Browns. Now the question is, who's going to get that gig? Because for the first time in a long time, that's a good job. They've got a potential franchise quarterback already in place. They've got some young killers on D. They've got a community that supports and loves that team, regardless of what happens. I mean, sure, there's some dysfunction in the front office and with ownership, but that's a better gig right now than it's been in a long, long time. Maybe the best gig it's ever been. So who's going to get that job? They're going to have some pretty qualified people interested in that job. Who's going to get the head coaching job? Impossible to say right now, but I know this. I know who has the gig right now. A man who needs no introduction. But if you need one, here he is from Hard Knocks.
It's always on day three.
Really?
Forever. Hey, coaches, could you hide the damn package? Hey, now, are you going to start with the defense out there?
Don't you need a lozenge?
No, I got a lozenge, bitch.
Greg freaking Williams. Three G's, one lozenge, and a hell of a lot of venom. Calvin, was he not asked the question, do you need a lozenge? And did he say, I've got a lozenge, bitch?
Don't you need a lozenge?
No, I got a lozenge, bitch.
Wow. This dude's got a lot of venom. A lot of venom. If you don't believe me, check these Greg Williams quotes from back in the day. This is his list of greatest hits. You remember the one about kill the head?
Kill the head, the body will die.
Kill the head, and the body will die. How about that one time he talked about number 10? Remember, number 10 was trying to come back from a concussion. He had a plan for 10.
We need to find out in the first two series of the game, the little wide receiver, number 10, about his concussion. We need to put a lick on him.
Check that out once again. We got to find out about that little receiver. We need to find out in the first two series of the game, the little receiver number 10, about his concussion. We need to bleeping put a lick on him. And then to his greatest hit, his personal Let It Be, his personal Stairway to Heaven, his greatest hit ever.
Every single one of you, before you get off the pile, affect the head. Early, affect the head. Continue, touch, and hit the head.
That's insane. Look, it's a violent game. Things happen in the pile. But he could not have made that any more clear. Every single one of you, before you get off the pile, affect the head. Early.
Affect the head.
Affect the head.
Affect the head.
Continue to touch and affect the head.
Affect the head.
I mean, it's almost creepy, really. So the Greg Williams, 3 G's, who was caught on tape talking about actively seeking to create head trauma, is now the head coach of the Browns. And just when you thought the Browns could not get any more Cleveland Brown, they do this. They tie themselves back to one of the uglier moments in recent NFL history. One of the few ugly moments in NFL history that did not involve the Browns. Now involves the Browns. And if you go back to that whole scandal, when that thing went down, remember the thinking? This guy will never work in the NFL ever again. This guy will never get another job in the NFL again. Not only does he have another job, he's got a head coaching job. One of the 32 most important jobs. And truthfully, this is not a garbage head coaching job on a garbage team.
Garbage.
It's the interim head coaching job for a team, it's got a ton of buzz, a lot of excitement, and a lot of juice. And I'm here to tell you, you might say, hey, Rome, easy, relax. It's the interim gig. Let me tell you something. Don't kid yourselves. If they get it going, and they've got talent, and they've got talent on both sides of the ball, if they get it going, this guy can keep that job. And even if he doesn't keep that job, if they get it going, also don't kid yourselves, somebody else would give this guy an opportunity. somebody else would give him the opportunity to coach their guys up by telling them to affect the head.
A league
terrified, and rightfully so, by brain trauma and CTE. And the Browns have a head coach whose brand is affect the head. I mean, how is that possible? Then again, with the Browns, pretty much anything is possible, which is why I cannot take my eyes off them. This time, unfortunately, it's for all the wrong reasons. But I still can't take my eyes off them. And again, credit for moving as quickly as they did to break off Hugh and Todd Haley. And I'm not looking to get anybody fired. But it really is about the quarterback, Baker Mayfield. That's not good for his development. These two guys pot-shotting each other, stabbing each other in the back, talking junk. That's not making him a better quarterback. That's not helping their chances of winning. So they did what they had to do, except they should have done it much sooner. Dear Van Sizzle, is it me, or were the Browns a little quick to pull the trigger on firing Hugh Jackson? Signed, a glacier and the waiting line at the DMV. Andy from Denver. Now again, they moved pretty quickly. But why they bring the guy back? Why? Who or why would you ever bring a guy back who won one game in 2 years? But they did. And the funniest thing of all, and this point's been made, but it's true, he was having his best year ever coaching when they fired him. I mean, look at the year they're having. Way better than either of the two prior years. Dear Rome, the best part of the Cleveland fiasco is that in this day of player safety, a time when concussions and CTE are allegedly a real concern for the league, they promote a guy who is banned for over a year for offering bounties on players and is on film saying players, telling players to kill the head. Only in the NFL, Dan in Richmond. Good take, Dan. I just spent 10 minutes on it myself. Affect the head, not kill the head. Affect the head. Wow, this didn't take long. So I mentioned that Bo in Nashville called in at the end of last hour and was insisting on a sucker-free 2019. And he shouted out to Rex in Albuquerque saying, don't come in here and talk about 99-minute dumps. It took Rex about 99 seconds to call in here and respond with something. Let's find out what it is. Hey, Rex. Good morning.
Hey, Jim. You know, Bo, let's not pretend that you don't spend 3 days a week dining at Del Taco, and I'm in here now. So what you going to do about it? You know, we know that you're ordering those Mexican nachos and those six-pack of chipupas and then going to your Kohler Supermax 5000 toilet with the bidet attachment and just having a great old time there.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
You know, Rex, I've come to accept that you're never going to be the smack-off guy that I wanted you to be. You know, you took the other route. You went to the dark side. You probably thought to yourself, Rex, you know, I can be the guy that Rome wants me to be and get that golden ticket, get to the smack off, but deep down I know I can never beat Brad. I could probably never beat Lef. I could probably never be a top five guy. I might not be better than either Tyler in Shredmonton or Matt in Vancouver. So sure, I'm good enough to get there, but I'm not good enough to win that thing. So why keep smashing my head up against the wall when I can go the other way and be the anti-smack-off guy? And I can come in here and talk about 99-minute dumps and diarrhea, and then the rest of the JTP will think I'm hilarious and hype me up. And I think that's where I want to live. Rex, you made your choice. That's pretty much what you're about. Bo was right. Bo was right in calling you out the way he did, because he called you out for what you just did. He called you out, and then 99 seconds later, you did exactly what he called you out for. At Garbage Man Brad tweets, affect the head.
Affect the head.
Sign God, creating the flight deck. Flight deck's got some kind of head. Greg Williams could take 53 of the nastiest dudes he's ever coached, and together they'd have no chance of affecting that head.
affect the head.
Not the flight deck's head.
Affect the head.
Greg Williams can slip into a tank and drive that tank into the flight deck's head and still would have no effect on that head. Greg Williams could take Mav's jet and fly it into James Kelly's head, and it still would not affect that head. That fighter jet would bounce right off of James Kelly's head. That's one head that cannot be affected. Now, on a serious note, it's a very real concern. It's not alleged. CTE, brain trauma, terrifying. We now have more information. We have more research. The NFL is very concerned about that, I'm sure. And they should be. And yet Cleveland just named their interim head coach a guy who's known, whose brand is Affect the Head. He's on tape saying it. This is not alleged. I have the tape. You just heard it. He's telling them, when you get off that pile, touch the head. Affect the head. Do it early.
Kill the head, the body will die.
There's affecting the head, and then there's killing the head. Kill the head and the body will die. That's their head coach. That's his brand. Speaking of brands, and Mike Gregorio 5 tweets, sexy Rexy, Chapupa, enough said, hashtag goat. All right, so this direction, this trend, what's been going on the last couple of days, starting with Mike Gundy and fart noises, we're done. We're good. One thing for Gundy to do it. He's a great coach. He's a great leader. He was doing it to make a point. Not for effect. Not to get some run on TweetDeck. Not to get the love of the JTP. His response was, guys criticizing my quarterback? Twitter? That's what he was talking about. He did it to make a point. There was a message attached to it.
I don't give a rat's ass about Twitter.
See? That's a head coach talking about social and saying, I've got my kids back. And we know he does. Remember his speech when he was 40, when he was a man. Now at 50 plus, he's extremely successful. And he's just kind of leaning back, leaning up against the podium and talking junk about social, talking junk about Twitter, making his point with that sound. That's different. That's different than what Rex is doing. It's not one and the same. Do I need to explain that? I mean, honestly. Luis in Palmdale tweets, Rex, you had me at hello. Rome knows you're the GOAT. Hey, Luis, why don't you keep Rome's name out your mouth and out your Twitter feed? Rome knows what Rome knows. I think Rome can speak for Rome. Rome does not think that he's the GOAT. Why would I run him every single time if I thought that he was the GOAT?
Keep my name out your mouth.
OG tweets, give Rex in the ABQ 99 golden tickets. How do I give a guy a golden ticket who gets run every single time? The only chance Rex would ever have for a golden ticket is if he got racked, if he made it to the end of the phone call. And I said, hey, Rex, good job. Nice call. Have I ever done that? And listen, it's not personal. I actually kind of like Rex. I like him. Guy's just using his talent for the wrong thing. And I think he does have a little bit of talent. A little bit of talent. But he made his choice. We all make our choices. We all make our choices. And then our choices make us. Rex does not want to be in the smack off. So I'm not putting him in the smack off. I kind of tend to come out on the side of Bo. Let's make 2019 a sucker-free year. Josh in Detroit, I see you. Hey, Josh, let's make 2018 a sucker-free year, too. You know what, Josh? I'll give you a shot. I'll take that phone call when we come back. Stay tuned. Jalen Ramsey, top, actually, 20 past next hour. Mike Mitchell, next hour. I want to reset Trevor's horrible picks on the RPO podcast. That's coming up soon. Building pros, check this out. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner that you'll ever need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Now, you might be worried about selection and availability, but you never need to be because Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available, and they have over 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores. Plus, they stock professional-grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout, so you can get what you need when you have to have it. And if you're too busy to pick up your flooring, that's also not a problem. The LL Pro Plus team has got your back. They'll deliver it right to your job. And even with all that, there's more. LL Pro Plus can even get you a business line of credit. Put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. A couple of ways to do this. You can walk right into your local Lumber Liquidator store, or you can go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Jalen Ramsey coming up next hour. Mike Mitchell also next hour. My thoughts on Trevor Price. My man's gone ice cold on his picks. That's coming up in a few moments. Josh in Detroit is going to work his way onto the program. That's coming up too. Fellas, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You may think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it just ends up looking sloppy. I think some of you buy these shirts and just untuck them and think that's all right when it's not. Untuck it. Make shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, it's not too short, it's just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them, quote, perfection. Untucked shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untucked the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check for all the new fall arrivals, use the promo code ROME20, get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuckit at one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. They're blowing up. They're doing so well right now. Check it out. And stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Again, use the promo code ROME20 and get 20% off. ROME20. All right. I promised this guy that I'd give him another chance. Why not? Josh in Detroit. I'm not sure where he's going with it today. Hey, Josh, you made it in. How are you? What's going on?
Romy, how you been, man?
Good, good. How about you?
I'm doing good. You know, speaking of Buffalo, Rome, I thought Rick in Buffalo was the jungle enforcer, but with recent selfies of him with the Goo Goo Dolls begs to differ. Did you see the pictures floating around Twitter? He made the Goo Goo Dolls sound nervous. And what's one of their songs, Rome? Slide? I wish Rick in Buffalo would just slide right out of the show and run away, run away, run away. You know, Rick's that dude that drives an 81 Ford Mustang four-cylinder and throws fake 5.0 emblems on it, telling everybody that it's a V8 while he rocks that garbage music, thinking that he's cool. You know what, Rick? I just gave you a...
No. You don't like that car.
I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
Hey, Josh, you've made a lot of bad calls, and you've really done some things to hurt this show before, but maybe none worse than that. It's a terrible call. It's like you want it, you gave yourself the hands. You just knocked yourself out. You just choked yourself out. You tapped out yourself. I'm not going to waste any more time on that. That was just garbage. Josh, that was terrible. You're not a bad guy, but you're a really bad caller. You're not a bad guy, but you're a terrible caller. Y'all hyped up on that, calling out Rick in Buffalo. Meantime, you've got the NFL trade deadline. Adam Schefter reports Denver traded Pro Bowl wide receiver Demaryius Thomas and a 7th-round pick to the Texans for a 4th-round pick, according to a source. And his first game for the Texans will be in Denver against the Broncos. So the Texans have won 5 in a row. They're playing much better. And then Will Fuller went down, which was a bad break, obviously. Terrible break. But they get Demaryius Thomas and a 7th-rounder in exchange for a 4th-rounder. Denver's not having a good year, and the Texans are playing much better football. when we return. I don't want to say one guy's going to ruin it for everybody, but Josh, you damn well could ruin it for everybody. Why would I want to take another telephone call after that one? Unless it's from the guy that you purportedly were going to take down. Rick in Buffalo. Anyway, Jalen Ramsey next hour. Mike Mitchell also next hour. When we come back, I want to run down Trevor Price's picks of late. My man is in a slump. Now, everything else he's done for the podcast has been amazing. In fact, we had our best podcast ever, I thought, yesterday. It's live right now, the RPO. But my man cannot pick a game for his life. Watching that game with Trevor from a couple thousand miles apart last night was hilarious. My man was living large, feeling good, about to snap the streak. And then Derek Anderson went Derek Anderson. And I'm like, big fella, I'm really sorry about that. He texts me and I quote, "I'm going to cry." Literally, I am going to cry. And then he suffered another beat. Time now for a sports update. Here is the latest on this Tuesday.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong. You need to stay strong, just like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic, three times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, and that was proven in the Kurt Orban test. Kurt Orban. Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. Josh in Detroit is not remaining strong under pressure, and we don't need Kurt Orban to prove that. He's getting lit up. Kurt Orban on Twitter. Neil in the 719 tweets, "Is Josh in Detroit the lame male version of Siri?" Will Harvey 05 tweets, "Can you block Josh in Detroit from calling ever again?" Danny Kowalski tweets, "Josh in Detroit is embarrassing Detroit with that call." Brad Davis tweets, "Cut Josh some slack. He sucks, and he lives in Detroit. War Hawk fighting City Hall and getting evicted." I don't have an update on that. He was fighting the man. All right, quickly. Episode 8 of the RPO podcast. We've got several podcasts. One of them is the RPO, Rome Price Opinion. It airs every Monday before the Monday night matchup. Episode 8 is live. My partner and two-time Super Bowl champ, Trevor Price, came strong yesterday. Of all the ones we've done so far, that one is far and away my favorite, hands down. Not only was his insight on point, like it always is, Trevor had stories. I mean, lots of stories, locked for days. And not just stories for the sake of stories, but stories for the sake of illustrating points. My man could relate to the Jags situation with that bar tab in London because he also had a situation with a bar tab back in Denver. Tells a great story about that. Same as my man relating to the Chad Kelly story in Denver, because Trevor played with John Elway. He knows John Elway, so he had insight there. And Trevor once was rumored to have punched Brian Griese in the face at a Terrell Davis house party. And he tells that story. Find out whether or not he caved in Greasy's face. Listen to the RPO podcast, this week's pod. All of those stories, and also stories about Lane Kiffin, Brian Billick, and buying a Ferrari with straight cash, homie, after a local run. The episode is loaded. It's my favorite one so far. Check it out. Now, if you've been paying any attention at all to the podcast, then you know every single week we have a segment called Price's Picks, where Trevor picks the Monday night and Thursday night games against the spread. Remember, Trevor played 14 years in the NFL. Trevor won two Super Bowls. Trevor is an entrepreneur, a content creator. My man's smart, really smart. So we let him pick games against the spread, the Monday game, the Thursday game. This is not easy. If picking games were easy, we'd all be rich. Again, there's a reason why those casinos are 600 stories tall and they can afford to keep the air conditioning running all day and night. So I was pretty impressed when Trevor fired out 6-3-1 through five episodes against the spread. Anybody paying attention was cashing slips on this guy too. The problem is, being hot is one thing, staying hot is another. And my man might be one of the most accomplished D linemen in recent memory, but he is extremely human at the window. And these last three episodes have been an ice cold nightmare for TP. Monday Night Football, 49ers in Green Bay, 9-point road underdogs. Who do you like here?
That's easy. I mean, I think a blind man can see that. Green Bay in a thumper. Easily Green Bay covers.
A 27-yard field goal try. Ball put down. Right-footed kick to our right is up, and it is good. Zeros on the clock. Green Bay has won. The Packers have come from behind to win it.
Thursday Night Football, Denver is going into the desert to play the Cardinals, but they're still laying 1.5. Denver is the road favorite here. They're giving 1.5. Where do you go with that one Thursday night?
I think Arizona takes the win.
But that's the ball game. This one's over. Denver wins it 45-10 over Arizona.
The Giants +4 or the Falcons giving the 4?
The Falcons +4. I think the Falcons are going to cover.
Falcons are winners, 23-20.
The Dolphins are 7-point road dogs against the Texans. What do you do with that?
7 points is too much for this game either way, so I'll take Miami in the points.
The game is over. The Texans get the job done. They have won 5 in a row. They throttle the Dolphins 42-23.
Patriots at the Bills. Tom Brady v. Derek Anderson. No surprise here, but this is going to be the biggest spread that you've picked against so far. Pats are giving 14 on the road. So who do you have?
I am picking Buffalo to cover.
Woo.
Yes, I'm picking them to cover.
Buffalo +14.
And this one is over. And the Patriots win it by a score of 25-6.
Oh, for his last 5. And when Derek Anderson swung 12 points on 2 throws, Trevor did text me last night, quote, "I'm about to cry." Literally. So I said it on the podcast. I'll say it right here. The only thing hotter than a heater is fading a cooler. And Trevor is Mr. Cooler right now. My man can't buy a pick. Why am I telling you this? Why am I promoting this? Why am I doing my dude like this? Because there is gold in what he's saying right now. Just go the other way. His podcast is not only entertaining, it is paying out. If you fade Trevor, hurry, get subscribed, because dude's got his Thursday night pick on there too. And the way it's going right now, it is nearly a dead lock to be wrong. You want to make money? Subscribe, listen to Trevor's pick, go the other way. You know how much money you would have made over the last 5 picks if you had done that? Trade deadline upon us in the NFL. Adam Schefter tweets, Detroit is trading Golden Tate to the Philadelphia Eagles for a 3rd-round pick. Love that pickup for them. Love that pickup for them. In fact, speculation was Detroit did not want to move him unless they saw an offer they could not refuse, and apparently that's an offer they could not refuse. That's a good pickup for Philadelphia. You get a veteran receiver, reliable receiver, physical receiver, a guy that's going to make you plays. I like that move, especially in that division. What is it about that division and wide receivers? It's wide open. Dallas giving up a number 1 for Amari Cooper. Philadelphia giving up a 3rd for Golden Tate. So, you know, some difference makers, impact guys moving before the NFL trade deadline. If you want to make money, listen to the RPO, wait for Trevor to make a pick, go the other way out, the other way. All right, looking for telephone calls. I've got Jalen Ramsey coming up next hour. Mike Mitchell also coming up next hour. Listen for the RPO. I've got thoughts on the Golden State Warriors. Had a big night last night. There was a lot of talk about Klay Thompson. Everybody's freaking out. What's wrong with Klay? Klay's made 5 3-pointers. Not in a game, not in a week, the entire year. Nothing's wrong with Klay. Romy, this email reads, I don't want to come out and disrespect the pod or anything, but at this point, I'm going to have to label our guy, Trevor, as the guy that goes to a casino until 4 a.m. multiple times a week, but only tells you about the 1 in 7 times that he wins. Kind of sad. Tyler in Treadmonton. Tyler, the thing is, he's not that guy. He's owning it. He knows. He's not hiding. He knows what's up. He knows he's ice cold. Now, he's not only telling you when he wins. My man's very, very self-aware. He knows it's a bad look. He knows people are making a lot of money going the other way. He's not hiding from it. Hey, Hawk, why do you look so confused back there? You're working the phones. Give me an idea. Is there anybody here who's worth putting on? All right, then. With that in mind, you fellas all just kind of breathe through it. I'm like waiting for the oxygen mask to drop out of the ceilings. Out of the ceiling. Hey, Alvin, put it over your face and then put it over Hawk's face. Rome, thank God the pot is free. Because Trevor isn't worth the price. Sorry, signed Dan in Denver, RTN. Spelled price correctly with a Y. The pod is free. Did I mention to you all those different stories about all those different guys? The pod is so good. Yesterday's was about an hour. It's free. Premium content. Johnny Scab tweets, Jimmy, I think Trevor is doing a great job picking. Signed, Jimmy Haslam. He was doing a great job picking. Through 5 episodes, he was getting you all paid, and you loved it. Just goes to show in the NFL, nobody knows. If a guy will play the game at that level for 14 years and won 2 Super Bowls and pays close attention to it, is getting his head kicked in. It just goes to show how hard it is to pick games. But the guy shows up every single Monday for the podcast and does a great job. So just use that podcast as you want. I've got Jalen Ramsey coming up, Jacksonville Jaguars cornerback. Curiously, it is a promotion. It's a conditional hit. However, this guy's never been one not to speak his mind. Be interesting to see how he shows up and where he's coming from. After they went all the way to London, had some guys in the secondary picked up, going to the club. Well, that's something else we did talk about on RPO. Guys going to the club. Jim Jacobson tweets, TP is 0 for 5. He could be the Dodgers' next catcher. He's 0 for 5, but could just as easily turn this thing around and go 4 for 5. He couldn't miss earlier in the season, and now he can't buy one. Don't sleep on him. This guy will bounce back. Told a great story about playing some pickup basketball and then showing up at a dealership in his kicks, his shorts, grubby clothes, and wanted to buy a Ferrari, and did, and paid cash. Again, you have to listen to the podcast. Straight cash, homie. And not surprisingly, none of the sales reps wanted to talk to him. The guy was ready to go. Stroked the check, paid cash. But at first, nobody wanted to even talk to him. And Kevin the D tweets, Philly wins in that trade for Tate. Time for the Ford family to sell the team to somebody who cares. Again, I think Detroit is competitive, and I think that Matt Patricia didn't necessarily want to part with Golden Tate, but for the right pick or the right price, he was going to do so, and they did. They got a third-round pick. They just made that deal for Snacks Harrison. They're competitive. They're finally running the football, too. So the price had to be good for them to move him, and they got a good price. They got a third-round pick. All right, when we come back, an open segment. It is your last segment to get through if the 2 interviews come through. Jalen Ramsey, next hour. Mike Mitchell, next hour. An open segment coming up at the top. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.